Greetings from another day with Jesus, a daily word by Apostle Preji from the heart of God. Today, as you receive the word, prepare your heart and mind to receive from the Lord.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this beautiful new morning and welcome to this beautiful new opportunity that we have received from the Lord to walk with Him, to experience Him, to know Him, and to understand His ways. The more number of times or the more number of opportunities that we get to experience the Lord, to understand His mind and His heart, the more we ought to become like Him. We have to become similar in our approach, in our decision making, in our reactions, in our conversations, in every step, every choice we would make. We have to become like Him. That is the whole purpose of encountering God. That is the whole purpose of coming into His presence. That is the whole purpose of walking with Him. Let me read this particular scripture to give you a little insight on what is on the heart of God. When God speaks through the prophet Amos, Amos chapter 5 and verse 21 onwards, the Lord says, I despise your feasts, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Now God is saying through the prophet that I hate or despise the festivals that you organize and the festivals that you celebrate. In fact, it was the Lord who ordained these festivals. It was the Lord who expected them to make sure that these festivals are organized on time, celebrated on time, make sure that everybody in the nation comes together. And yet now God says, I hate and I despise your celebrations. And then He goes on to say, I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. It is the Lord Himself who enjoyed the coming together, the gathering together of the people of God, the assembling together of the people of God. And yet now He turns around to say that I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. What was the reason for God to now prioritize something else over their celebration, something else over their coming together for worship, something else over their coming together for the sake of celebrating God's presence? He goes on to say, even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them, and the peace offerings of your fattened animals, I will not look upon them. God is saying, no matter how rich your offerings are, no matter how great your songs and your giving is, it is not going to move my heart. It is not going to change my perspective towards you. And then He says in verse 23, take away from me the noise of your songs. To the melody of your harps, I will not listen. Whether it be instruments or it be the voice of the singers, God says, I don't want to listen to any of them. No worship songs, no praise songs, no fast songs, no slow songs. I don't care about any of these. Can you imagine what is the thing that God is saying here? No celebrations, no gathering, no amount of offerings, no amount of singing, no amount of musical instruments. None of them is going to please me. And this is what God says in verse 24. He says, but let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. So this is what God is actually prioritizing, justice and righteousness. God is saying, when there is no justice and when there is no righteousness, all of your celebration is in waste. All of your gathering together is in waste. All your giving and your offerings and your sacrifices, that's in waste. All of your singing and all of your skillful playing, it is in waste. what I really care for is justice. So the Lord is saying, let justice, let it flow like waters. Let there be a stream, let there be a continuity, let there be a whole filling of justice in your entire ecosystem. Let justice take over every choice you make, every decision you make, every transaction that you undertake, every place you go and come in. Let it all be rooted and founded in justice, and let righteousness become the very essence of everything that you do. Let it become like an ever-flowing stream. Anybody that interacts with you, let them interact with righteousness. Anybody that touches you, let them experience what righteousness really is. Please remember that you and I, we were not righteous. We were not just people. And yet, because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross, you and I, we became the righteousness of God. Our righteousness were filthy. Our righteousness were like dirty rags. Our righteousness was not accepted or valued in heaven. But because of what Jesus did for us, we who were once enemies, now we have been given the righteousness of God. Now we have been given the ability to exercise justice, the ability to judge fairly, the ability to discern the good from the bad, the ability to make the right choice. It has been given into our hands. And now the Lord says, this is what I prefer. I prefer a church, a community that is founded in justice and righteousness. I prefer a community that is so running after justice and righteousness that that becomes the foundation of their celebration. That becomes the foundation of their gathering together. That becomes the reason why they sacrificially give. That becomes the reason why they sing, why they play instruments. And then I can take delight in everything else. But without righteousness, without justice, without correct judgment, all the other things that you guys do, I don't want to accept. That's what the Lord is saying. So this morning we are coming back to the root, coming back to the foundation. In the book of Psalms, the Lord says, righteousness and justice, they are the foundations of my throne. So when we build an altar of worship, when we build an altar of praise, if there is no righteousness and justice, then there is no proper foundation for the throne of God to dwell amongst us. So let's pray this morning. Let's ask the Lord to give us the grace to walk in justice and to walk in righteousness. Father, we thank you for the scripture. When Amos, when he prophesied, let justice roll down like waters, I declare that every person that is listening to me, they will experience this grace to manifest justice that rolls down like waters. They will have the grace to manifest righteousness, which would be like an ever-flowing stream in their home, in their personal lives, in their going out, in their coming in. Lord, we declare that today we will experience an overflow of justice and an overflow of righteousness. We thank you that because of this, everything else that we do will have a new meaning, a new purpose, and a new direction. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We hope this word has divinely spoken into your spirit. Let His heavenly power lead your day ahead. For more details and resources, connect with us at apostlepreachy.com.